Dowie's blood-red wings cut through the cold, blustery air. Day edged into evening, and the western horizon would soon be awash in the muted tones of a winter sunset. The dragon traveled without thought, following Nidhogg's dark bulk as he flew in front of her. For a time, she'd kept pace with her mate, the Norse dragon god, but the sight of their dead child cradled in his forearms smote her, and she'd drop back to where the dark god's treachery didn't smack her dead in the heart. Paracus and Tokots had kidnapped two of her younglings. One was safe, but the other had bitten Tokots and succumbed to his poisoned blood. Fire burst from Nidhogg's mouth, followed by steam. His grief was shifting to anger. Too bad hers couldn't do the same. Dowie rotated her head atop her sinuous stalk of a neck. Today she felt every single one of her better than 2,000-year lifespan, and her mistakes haunted her. Life had been simpler before mankind developed a fondness for machinery and electronics. Back then, everyone still believed in magic and treated her with a reverence that was her due as a Celtic dragon god. But the world had changed. Humans no longer jumped when Celtic gods like her snapped their fingers. Smoke burbled past her double rows of teeth. Not that the electronic age was a problem anymore. The dark gods had joined forces with Lemurians, alien beings from the lost continent of Mu, and had stripped the planet of all human life they couldn't turn to their advantage. They'd done a damn thorough job of it, too. Dowie was falling behind, so she flew faster. Not fast enough to pull in front of Nidhogg, though. It was pathetic, not dragon-like at all, but Dowie clung to sanity by a thread. If she didn't watch it, despair would get the better of her, and she'd set the countryside below on fire.
"What are you doing, woman?"
Nidhogg trumpeted. Dowie's eyes snapped open and she looked around. Lost in her thoughts, she'd veered off course to the east. "Sorry." She called and flew faster until she drew alongside the coal-black dragon who'd been her mate for millennia. He turned, whirling green eyes awash in pain her way. Dowie shook her head and said firmly, "This is my fault. I should have..."
"Stop."
He narrowed his eyes.
"We can't go back. You think I don't feel guilty for what happened to our child?"
More fire streamed from his nostrils.
"I was so spellbound to have you by my side again, I deluded myself into believing nothing wicked would befall us. How could it? Hadn't we paid enough?"
Bitterness underscored his words. "Hush, love." Shaken out of her own sorrow by Nidhogg's distress, she sent healing magic across the air between them.
"We will find time for talk," he said. "But now I need your help crossing the barrier into our border world."
"Of course." Dowie wove magic around them, strengthening the air currents beneath their wings. She'd been overjoyed and astonished when Nidhogg breathed life into dragon eggs she'd turned into a shrine. Between delight at being reunited with Nidhogg after his centuries of imprisonment and the sudden reality of 8 baby dragons, she hadn't fully settled into motherhood. The small dragons were so endearing and unexpected, she'd coddled them, denying them nothing. In hindsight, she should have been more vigilant. While her back was turned, the dark gods had filched two of her precious brood from beneath her nose with help from the Lemurians. Thank the goddess Finn and the McLaughlin had stepped in and saved one of her purloined children. They had tried to save them both, but had been too late. Ashlyn, the McLaughlin, might be headstrong, but she was courageous and loyal. Dowie hadn't thanked her enough, something she'd remedy just as soon as they returned to Finn's manor house in Inishwin. Dowie peered through the gathering gloom of the dying day. She couldn't see across the barrier quite yet, but she knew what lay beyond it. Dragons had been forged in a fiery world. Long ago, most dragons raised their young there, but she and Nidhogg, and the 8 younglings he'd resurrected from their egg casings, were the last of their kind. New eggs percolated in her belly, but it would be weeks before they'd be ready to incubate, and a year beyond that before they hatched.
"Pay attention," Nidhogg's deep voice held an uncharacteristically sharp note. "Your mind is wandering."
"I said I was sorry." Steam curled from her mouth. "This isn't easy. I want to be back in Inishwin with our other younglings."